Good evening. It's good to see everyone out this evening. Those on Facebook, we welcome them as well. We've been going through the Psalms on Sunday nights, and we'll continue doing that. Psalm 61 is where we'll be at tonight, and it's a fairly short one. So we'll just read it all the way through, and then we'll kind of come back through and talk about it. It says that it is a Psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows, and you have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations. May he be enthroned forever before God. Appoint steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over him. So I will ever sing praises to your name as I perform my vows day after day. So just a couple of things to point out here. I think that it's encouraging no matter what is going on in our lives and world, but especially I think as we deal with challenging things, that I love that Scripture doesn't pretend for God's people that things will always be easy. In fact, we never get that picture. We never get the idea that if we are faithful to the Lord, that your life will be easy and comfortable. That's sort of a myth as old as time, a myth that Satan wants us to believe, that if you are faithful to God, that your life will always be easy. But then when your life isn't easy, Satan can accuse you of doing something wrong. But Scripture teaches us that God's people will struggle, will have challenging, difficult times. And when times are challenging, Scripture teaches us to turn to the Lord, to wait on the Lord. Again, as we've been saying week after week, even though the heading tells us that this is a Psalm of David, it is not a Psalm of David to be singing only for himself, but a Psalm that David is giving to God's people, that the Spirit of God is working through David to give the people this psalm, to sing not only in David's time, but to sing for generations after that, up to and including our day, including us as God's people, as the new Israel, both Jew and Gentile, singing these songs to God. So it begins here, and there's really just three parts. And the first part of the psalm here is obviously a prayer of being tired and longing for God. He says, when my heart is faint, when I am at the end of the earth, I call to you. These are all metaphorical ways of talking about God's safety and salvation. He says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You have been my refuge and a strong tower against my enemy. Just think about those metaphors, the rock, like a rock jutting out of the chaotic waters. And God is this rock that is higher than I. And the psalmist prays that God leads him to that rock. And then refuge, like a shelter or protection from the rain or storms, and a strong tower against the enemy. He says, let me dwell in your tent forever. And then he says, let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings, as if God was this mother hen who is protecting its young chicks. And really, that is what God is. God is our rock. God is our refuge. He is our strong tower. He does provide a tent in which we can dwell, and he is a bird under the wings in which we can find shelter. And then the psalm switches, and it gives thanks. It says, give thanks, for you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Again, that could be afterwards, like I needed your help and I needed your protection and you provided it for me. Or it could be just confident expectation. I know you will be my rock. I know you will be my refuge. I know you will be my strong tower. I know you will let me dwell in your tent. I will inherit the inheritance that you have promised to those who fear your name. That is still our hope, isn't it? That God gives us the inheritance of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, that he's given us the inheritance of his people through Jesus, And that's always been the promise of God's people. So during these difficult times and those difficult times when we feel like we are at the end of the earth and God is so far away, we need God to bring us to his refuge, to the rock that is higher than I. When our heart is fainting within us, we need to remember that God has given us the heritage of those who fear his name. All of the promises that God has made to his faithful people, they are yours as Christians in Christ Jesus. They are mine as a Christian in Christ Jesus. This great, rich inheritance of God and his people, it's ours. It belongs to us. That's why we know that no matter what we are going through, that no matter what happens, we can trust in God. And that will lead us to the rock that is higher than I. That'll lead us to where he is being our refuge, that he will be our strong tower, that he will be our tent to dwell in, that we can take refuge under the shelter of his wings. And then he prays for the king. And again, I think as David, as the king, is giving this to the people to sing the song, but not just to in his generation, but for generations to come. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations. I think really in this Western society, we don't really know or think very well about kings. We don't really understand kingship very much, but can you imagine how tumultuous the switching of kings would be? Kind of gets that way around here at times, but imagine back then, even just the normal death of old age would most likely lead to war or some sort of skirmish, over who would take over. Other leaders or even members of the king's own household would attack and kill and do what they could to overthrow the king. There would be a coup and all of these things happen. And when that happened, it disrupted life for everybody. Peace could not be maintained if the kingship was constantly in flux. So it was the prayer of God's people, long live the king. Because as long as a good king reigned, there could be peace and blessings and prosperity. You think about it from our perspective. We today have King Jesus, the Messiah, who has been reigning, is reigning, and will always reign. So that when we pray, long live the king, we know that he will live long. In fact, he will live so long that he will live and reign forever. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations. May he be enthroned forever before God. Appoint steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over him. That is a prayer that is ultimately fulfilled in King Jesus, in God's final anointed king. And we can know that no matter what is going on in the world, no matter how chaotic the waters are, no matter how chaotic the world may be, our king still reigns. Long live the king forever and ever. And we know that in the world we will have tribulation. But in Christ Jesus, we have peace. I don't know or think that we've told our hearts and minds that our king reigns forever and ever. That there isn't ever going to be an event that shakes things up so much for us, because our king will continue to reign. And in the end, he will make all things right. And finally, the psalmist ends with, "So I will ever sing praises to your name as I perform my vows day after day." That too can be our prayer. This can be our psalm. I will ever sing praises to your name. I will keep my promises to you. I will be faithful to you, even on the days when my heart is fainting, even on days when things are chaotic, even on days when it seems like everything is spiraling out of control. I know that God will be my rock. God will be my refuge. He will be my strong tower. He will be the one that invites me into his tent to dwell with him. He will be the one who shelters us under his wing. And our king will live and reign forever. These psalms gave God's people peace and comfort, gave words for their anxieties and fears, words for their lament for generation after generation, but for those of us in Christ Jesus, they take on their ultimate fulfillment. And they mean what they meant then, but they mean even more so now because we've seen God's ultimate faithfulness and how God always keeps his promises and how his promises, how that inheritance is yours in Christ Jesus. So let's embrace that this week. I don't know what this week or even what the rest of today is going to hold for any of us. There are no promises that it will be easy or comfortable. But there are promises that God will work everything out and that God will be our rock and he will be our refuge and our tower. And so today, I will ever sing praises to his name. Let's live out this psalm knowing that our King lives and reigns forever. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, we urge you to make that decision to put Christ on in baptism. If you are so and find yourself in need of prayers from the congregation, make that need known as together we stand and we sing.